From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the U.S. presidential race, where anticipation and possibly pressure is building ahead of Sunday's debate between the Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Their second of three debates comes as a defiant Trump is vowing to stay in the race for the White House, even as key Republicans are demanding that he drop out of the race after a 2005 tape recorded him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, has yet to make a public statement on Trump's self-proclaimed sexual exploits and is poised to confront him at the debate in the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time and 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check out our website, voanews.com, for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. Haiti is observing 3 days of national mourning for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which raced through the Caribbean and up the U.S. coast this week, killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. U.S. military spokesperson Peter Cook says the United States is sending aid to Haiti and other parts of the Caribbean.
In response to the hurricane's impact in the Caribbean and a request from the U.S. Agency for International Development, Secretary Carter has granted approval for Southcom to expend up to $11 million of overseas humanitarian, disaster, and civic aid funds to provide disaster relief support, including transportation support in the Caribbean, airfield and port assessments, as well as airfield operations support.
At last note, the hurricane center was 100 kilometers off the U.S. East Coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. This is VOA News. Israeli authorities say a Palestinian opened fire from a car in Jerusalem, killing a woman and a pedestrian and a police officer, and wounding several others before he was stopped by police.
What we found inside the vehicle, which is being searched at the moment, is the terrorist had other ammunition. The areas in and around in Jerusalem have been closed off in order to prevent any further terrorist attack.
Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld. The Israeli prison services said the attacker had been convicted of assaulting a police officer and was ordered by a court to start a 4-month jail sentence next week. Israeli police have been bracing for an increase in aggression during the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah was last week. Yom Kippur begins Tuesday. The Ethiopian government is imposing a 6-month state of emergency in response to intensifying and deadly anti-government protests across the country. The declaration, which went into effect Saturday, is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. Human rights groups report more than 450 people have been killed in unrest since last year. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a and left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says it plans to launch an investigation into the attack. A military helicopter has crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all 7 people on board. The Defense Ministry spokesman blamed a technical fault with the Russian-made aircraft for going down in the conflict-gripped Baghlan province while it was transporting supplies to Afghan forces. The Taliban claims its fighters shot down the helicopter as the terror group continues to fight Afghan government forces in the region. Healthcare professionals and public health advocates worldwide are celebrating World Mental Health Day Monday with an effort to promote awareness of mental health issues as a factor in first aid treatment plans. The president of the World Psychiatric Association says mental health does not discriminate among ethnic, cultural, or religious groups, saying, but political and social crises throughout the world can aggravate and intensify anxiety and stress. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.